Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great show. This is show number 436, and today I'm going to bring you part one of a two-part series, 20 incorrect or incomplete assumptions people make about their dental health and dental care. All right? I didn't think I could fit it all in one show because there are 10. I'm going to do 10 per show, hopefully. There's a bunch, there's probably more, but these are the ones that came to mind. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Please go to my office Facebook page and like us. That is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. All past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And tell your friends that on June 10th, from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., I will be holding a Dentist from the Heart charity event at my office, which is 4308 North High Street. We'll be doing free fillings, free extractions, and free cleanings. If you'd like to be a volunteer, please call my office at 614-262-9588. And if you are someone who can help us get the word out to patients, such as a resources center, or to folks in general, such as a media type, please call us as well, because we'd really like to get the word out that we're doing this so we can get as many people to receive free dental care as possible. And we definitely need volunteers. That would be dentists, hygienists, dental assistants, and actually lay people, okay? All right, so like I said, this is part one of a two-part episode, 20 incorrect or incomplete assumptions people make about their dental health and dental care. So we're going to start with, here's one. Nothing hurts, so I must be healthy. All right, I hear that so often, I can't tell you how wrong that is. Okay, and everybody, it seems, thinks that way. It just feels like I can take an x-ray, I can show a person this huge hole, even on a photograph sometimes, and they'll look at me like, it's not bothering me. It's not hurting, so why should I take care of it? Why should I do anything? Well, because dental disease does not cure itself, never goes away. There is nothing about teeth, nothing about gums, that once it becomes infected or inflamed or otherwise having an issue, that will heal itself. So what does that mean? It means it's going to keep getting worse until you have me fix it. So remember, and so I like to use this example. For example, I was showing somebody an x-ray where their tooth had what is called internal resorption, or it might have been external resorption. They look the same. And what that is where it's kind of like a autoimmune disease of a tooth, where one tooth is being rejected by the body. There is no pain. People don't know they have it. And so, but what the treatment is, honestly, sometimes we can do a root canal, but usually it still winds up needing to be removed. So the treatment is usually removing the tooth and placing an implant. So, but they look at me like, well, nothing's hurting. And I remind them, or like to remind them, that when a woman goes to have a mammogram because she wants to find out if she's healthy or wants to make sure she's healthy, and the doctors say, we see a lump or a nodule, I don't know if any woman, and they say, we want to do a biopsy, I don't know if any woman that would say, nah, it's not bothering me. It's not bothering me. Just leave it. They go there to find out if they're healthy, just like you come to us to find out if you're healthy. And so just because it doesn't hurt you doesn't mean you don't have an issue. So number one was nothing hurts, so I must be healthy. Not true. Not true. Okay. Number two, a cleaning is just a cleaning. For example, we hear this all the time. I don't want or need that root planing or curettage, that deep cleaning that you're talking about, that expensive one. I don't want that, and I don't think I need it. Well, you need it. And here's why. When you go to brush your teeth and floss, you can reach 3 millimeters below your own gum line. Research has shown that's about as far as people can reach. But if you have debris that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 millimeters below your gum line, you can't reach that. So if you can brush 10 times a day, very thoroughly, be the best absolute brusher in the world, and still miss the stuff that's on your teeth. You're not getting it off. And if you're not getting it off, your body keeps reacting to it. And by the way, what I mean by that is, besides the inflammation, besides the bleeding, your body says, okay, your tooth says, I don't really like having this stuff on my teeth, this gunk, so I'm going to move to a new neighborhood. These gum fibers move to a new neighborhood, which is lower on the tooth, or if it's an upper tooth, higher. And the pocket keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And again, you don't really have any pain. You don't really know you have it until we tell you. And yet, your bone is rapidly being lost. And when you lose too much, the teeth get loose. They flay out. Several of you listening right now have your front teeth kind of flayed out. You're developing spaces between them that didn't used to be there, right? One's a little bit more crooked than the rest, and they all have these gaps. That's because you have periodontal disease. You no longer have enough bone around those teeth, and so they wiggle. And when you bite down with your, you know, when you bring your bottom teeth up to the front teeth, because you probably are missing back teeth too, because you've had those out, because it felt cheaper to have it out than fixed. Well, now you have no back teeth, so your lower teeth are hitting those teeth, and they're getting more and more crooked. And I think you know what I'm talking about. So when your dentist, when I or someone else says to you, you need root planing and curettage, or you need a deep cleaning, or you need a periodontal scaling. Just say yes. It's the reverse of Nancy Reagan's just say no. Just say yes, because that's what you need, and it's the only way to keep your teeth. It's the only way to keep your teeth. And so remember that. A cleaning is not just a cleaning. Your dentist isn't telling you need this deep scale just so they can make more money. They're telling you need it because they want you to keep your teeth, and keeping your own teeth is always, always, always the cheapest thing to do. Always cheaper to keep your own teeth than it is to replace them later. And by the way, those of you that don't have any back teeth, you've now discovered that, haven't you? You said, oh, just pull it because it's cheaper. You know, $150 filling seems cheaper than a $1,300 root canal and then a big filling and a crown on top of that. So you had your teeth extracted. And that's so you learned the hard way that it would have been cheaper to save your tooth, because what's the cost of an implant? Is about, what, $4,400 by the time you put the crown on there. So it's about twice. Well, no, not twice, but about, I don't know, 50% more, something like that. Okay, always cheaper to save the natural equipment that you were given. All right. So here's another one. If I didn't get numb, the dentist must have made a mistake or screwed up somehow. You know, it's like I could still feel it. Now, my lip might have been numb or partly numb. My tongue might have been numb or partly numb, but I still felt it. So why is that? You know, maybe the dentist didn't get the injection in the right spot. Well, think about it. If you're numb on your lip and your tongue is numb, that means your dentist did get the anesthetic in the right spot. But what it also means, or could very likely mean, is you're wired different. Your nerves don't go in the same direction as some. And so you must have like an auxiliary nerve, an ancillary nerve, some other nerve that comes from another direction, or the main nerve that has to be numb to get a tooth numb could be also coming from a different direction or courses differently. See, we know where the nerves are supposed to be through studies with cadavers and studying in school and human anatomy books and that sort of thing, but we're really flying blind. When we put a needle in you, we know where we're supposed to be. We know that's where the nerve should be, and you know, 99% of the people, but if it doesn't work in you, that means your nerve does something different. Doesn't mean that the dentist can't numb. I've had people tell me often, well, it works both ways. I'll get them numb, and they'll say, wow, last dentist took 6 tries to get me numb. You're really good. And of course, I want to pat myself on the back. but I know I have the other side, which is I numb the people, and they didn't get numb, and I'll give them another, and they're still not numb, and I'll give them another, and then maybe finally they're numb, and they'll say, gee, the last dentist got me on the first try. So you know, if you have a nerve going the wrong direction, maybe the dentist got you on the first try, had the needle in slightly off a little bit by half inch and got that extra nerve that we didn't know was there, or vice versa. So anyway, okay, number four. Let's see. Number four, the local anesthetic makes my heart race, so I must be allergic to it. I have this, okay, be careful about telling people that you're allergic to something unless you are truly, truly allergic. People tell me they had a reaction to, they'll say, well, I'm allergic to, let me stay with local anesthetic. I had a patient, 38 years old, came in, said, I'm allergic to local anesthetic. He'd never, after some childhood incident, had never had local anesthetic to have dental care. And it was very traumatic for him. And in fact, he needed a tooth extracted, and he came to me because I do intravenous sedation, and he knew I could put him to sleep or mostly asleep. And so we did that, but I'm thinking, you know, I don't really know of anybody that's truly, truly allergic to local anesthetic. We're pretty sure they're all allergic to the preservative, which is an ester. And so I went ahead with his treatment, meaning I sedated him, knocked him pretty much out. I don't do general, but it's close. And I took his tooth out, and you could see him wince, but he didn't remember it. So in his mind, he didn't feel it, which was nice. But I said to him, I said, have you ever truly been tested to see if you're allergic? And he said, well, no. And I talked to his physician, asked him, have you ever tested him? He said, no. I said, would you please test him? And he did. And he wasn't allergic. So he spent 38 years having terrible dental experiences to something that he thought he was allergic to that he wasn't. So, okay, that's kind of on a tangent of what I was going to say, though, because there are people, when we numb them, their heart races. They feel like they're having a heart attack. You're not having a heart attack. All it is epinephrine is used in the anesthetic as a vasoconstrictor. We have to constrict the vessels to keep the local anesthetic in the area of the teeth so that you stay numb for the procedure. Now, epinephrine is the same thing as adrenaline. So you have this rush of adrenaline, your heart's beating, kind of that fight or flight response, and you think you're having a heart attack. You're not having a heart attack. And by the way, you're not allergic to it either. That is not an allergic reaction, okay? Allergic reactions are hives or anaphylactic shock, which is difficulty breathing. Okay, so keep that in mind. And so here's the thing. You can do nothing, just keep using it because it goes away in 5 or 10 minutes. Or you can say to your doctor, well, you know, makes my heart race. Can you use something that doesn't have epinephrine in it? Sure, we can do that. We have a version that has what's called neocobrifen in it, and we have other versions that have no vasoconstrictor at all. Okay? So that is one of those incorrect and incomplete assumptions that a lot of people make. I wanted to make sure I got that out there. And remember that because we're going to do Dr. Kavicka's question of the day right now. But before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavicka. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicka to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicka concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
All right, we are going to do Dr. Kavicka's question of the day right now. Those of you who are just joining us who have never listened, we give away free flowers once a week. We give them from Bystember Florist. They'll be delivered to our place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So in a minute, you're going to be invited to call in or email. And so here's the question. If your heart races after receiving an injection of a local anesthetic, such as Xylocaine or Septocaine, it means what? Does it mean A, you are having a heart attack? B, you are allergic to the drug and should never be numbed again? Or C, you are sensitive to the epinephrine in the solution, which is used as a vasoconstrictor, and while there is no real need for concern, future injections could be accomplished with local anesthetic that either uses a different vasoconstrictor or a local anesthetic with no vasoconstrictor at all. All right, again, the winner receives free flowers. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavicka. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavicka, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavicka, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow.
Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hey, look, it came up one. I was doing flipping my dice to get ready to pick the right caller. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And we have callers on line 1, 2, 3, 4. It's Rich, Juliana, Diana, and Fred. And I did the dice. Did you see that? My producer's watching. Anyway, it came up number one. Let's go to Rich. Hey, Rich, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Dr. Kvitko?
I'm great. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. Sounds like you're in your car, so that's cool. What is the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
I believe the answer is number C, or letter C.
That is correct. That is correct. Did you know that?
No, but I listen. You know, I'm an early bird, and I listen to you on Sunday morning. So
awesome.
I just learned it.
Okay, good. That's great. Hey, Rich, what do you do for a living?
I'm in the car business.
Oh, you sell cars or you fix them?
I'm the guy that you ultimately end up with. I do all the paperwork. I'm in the finance department.
Oh, okay. You're the one we get to know really, really well. Or more correctly, you get to know us really, really well. If we're paying child support or if we're...
I get to find out and help you through the whole process. Hopefully I make it as painless as possible, just the way you do it in your office.
Thanks so much, Rich. That's great, and I'm sure you do. You sound like a wonderful guy. So, hey, stay on the line so we can get information on where to send those flowers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, so here, let me give that to my producer so she can finish getting Rich's info. And I'm sorry, let me remind Juliana, Diana, and Fred to call back next week. Okay, so now, if you're just joining us, this is The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 436, and we are bringing you part one of a two-part series where we're bringing you 20 different incomplete or incorrect assumptions by patients. And by the way, there's going to be a future show where we talk about incorrect and incomplete assumptions by dentists, because I think dentists misunderstand patients a lot of the time. Okay? All right. So, the next one, number five, is... Here's what a patient might say. I'm an adult, so I don't need those dental office fluoride treatments. You know, I don't need that. I only needed that as a kid. Well, that is incorrect. It's incorrect. And here is why. Your teeth, when you have fluoride available to them, the fluoride ions replace hydroxide ions, and it actually incorporates itself into your tooth structure, making it more susceptible, or rather more resistant to decay. All right? So fluoroapatite resists decay better than hydroxyapatite. And there's never a bad time to add fluoride ions to your teeth. Now, the reality is you do get more of a benefit as a child when those teeth are forming because each cell is being laid down, and so we can actually incorporate fluoroapatite into the matrix of the teeth from the very beginning. But there's nothing wrong with, and it's a good idea to, incorporate fluoride into the matrix of the teeth throughout your lifetime. Besides, when you're putting fluoride on there, that means you're not putting sugar or something, right? Okay, number six. Silver fillings are unsafe. That is so untrue. I can't tell you how untrue that is. This is one of the biggest debacles, kind of a biggest trick that was played on the American public in my lifetime. And that is, it was way back in the 80s where somebody did a research project. It was a really, really messed up, flawed research project where they took seven sheep and they put fillings in every tooth. And they let the sheep wake up and they tested them a month later to see what they found in their liver and kidneys and whatnot. And they found mercury. But here's the thing. They would not have found mercury if they had done it in an animal that, well, let's put it this way. When we do a filling, we put a filling in, it's very carefully within the confines of the tooth. We make sure your bite is really, really just right before you leave. So really, when you leave us, all you're doing is biting on the tooth. You're not eating the filling. But in the study, these huge, huge fillings that were overdone and on every tooth, none of them needed it, basically, and sheep regurgitate their food and, swallow it again, and it comes back up, and they swallow it again. So they were basically eating their fillings. Well, I don't think any dentist would have denied the fact that if you eat silver filling when it's newly prepared before putting it into a tooth, you're going to have it in your system. But people don't do that, just sheep. And just sheep that have had silver fillings that don't fit and are on teeth that don't even need them. So anyway, silver fillings are safe. I've actually stopped trying to convince people of that in my office. I just do the tooth-colored ones until... But the other day, I had a girl, a young girl, say, well, can I get silver? I heard they're cheaper and they're better. I said, you can. And boy, thank you for asking, because, she'd done some reading and she realized that there's nothing wrong with them. And so she's going to have a less expensive filling that's going to last her three times as long at least. So anyway. Oh, I'm getting the signal from my producer again. Okay, so... It's beginning to look like this might be a three-part series, huh? Because we're only up to number six, and I'm supposed to do 10 of these today. But it does look like we have to go to a break. So let's go ahead and do that, and I'll try to get through the other 10 for today. And if I don't, we'll make it a three-part series. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 436, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode 436. We've been bringing you part one of a two-part episode entitled Incorrect or Incomplete Assumptions People Make About Their Dental Health and Dental Care. We're beginning to think it could be a three-parter, but we will see, because I don't want to rush through this stuff. But let's go on to number six. Number seven I have is, my insurance company pays for a full set of x-rays once every 5 years, so therefore I don't need them any sooner. Oh my goodness, that drives me so crazy. I taught at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry for 20 years in the radiology department. So that irks me more than probably any dentist on the planet. You know, I said this before, maybe some of you haven't heard it. When you buy a house, you have to get, what, a gas line inspection, a termite report, and who knows what else, a home inspection. You wouldn't be allowed to buy that house if you had a three-year-old termite report or a three-year-old gas inspection or even a one-year-old, right? In fact, it has to be done in a week or two before you buy that house, before you close on it. Well, people, this is your body. Don't ask me to tell you if you're healthy with three-year-old x-rays, you know, or one-year-old x-rays. I can't do it. It's that is a snapshot in time, just like you looked different a year ago. You know, look back at your photos on your Facebook, you know, your Facebook timeline. You look different. Your hair was darker. You had more of it. Your face wasn't as thick, meaning you were thinner maybe, like me. And so, why does insurance company do that? It's not about your health, I can guarantee you. It's about the fact that they have decided, okay, we want to make another $13 million this year, so let's deny as many full series of dental x-rays as we can. And so we're going to change it from 3 years to five. No other research went into it whatsoever, no fact basis, no scientific basis at all. It's just that they thought, well, we can make a bunch of money and people won't complain that loud. They'll just tell their dentist they don't need them. You need not to cater to your insurance company. You need to cater to your own health needs, your own dental health needs. You need to be in charge of your dental health, not your insurance company. You can afford the x-rays, okay? I promise you, you can afford the x-rays. And another way of saying that is you can't afford not to have them. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to tell me, well, don't take the x-rays because it's only been 3 years. Because my insurance company won't cover it, so you want to save the $100 or $120 or whatever it is. And then, you know, 7 months later, I'm going to tell you, you need a $1,300 root canal. So did you save any money? Because guess what? Your insurance company only pays about $1,000 a year. And by the time I tell you you need that root canal, you may have already spent most of that money and you're not going to get insurance coverage for your root canal. And if you do, it's only going to be 70 to 80% of the bill. So you're still going to be out hundreds of dollars because you said, oh no, don't take x-rays today. Okay? Now, I don't take x-rays every time, but I do take them about once a year on an adult. I do take them in 6 months on a child because they can get decay much quicker and it can be more aggressive. And so you need to let the professionals, your dental professionals, determine what's best for your dental health, not your insurance company. They don't even have a dentist on staff. They're not dentists. They don't do dental care. They just deny stuff. That's their their mission statement. Deny as much as we can. That's what it feels like to me. Okay, I want to look at my time. Are we good on time? I have 1 minute. Really? I only have 1 minute. Okay, so we only got to through seven. So that means, do I have time for one more? I don't think I do because I'm going to be cutting myself off. So let me just use the time to say that I want to remind you that we are doing a Dentistry from the Heart event, June 10th. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. People usually come the night before, kind of get lined up, or very early in the morning to get registered. It is free. You do not need to show need. We're there to do fillings, cleanings, extractions. We will have the Nationwide Children's Hospital mobile healthcare van there, be doing some free exams and things on children. So bring your children. Your children can get both medical exams and dental care. And remember, it's not just exams, it's actually dental care. A lot of these outreach things just do an exam and then they want to send you to someplace else. And that's not the case with us. All right. And if you would love to volunteer, please call my office, 614-262-9588. Looks like I am really out of time, aren't I? Okay, I need to go. All right. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.